Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important and frequently examined themes in your French GCSE. Theme 3, school, or as we say in French, l'école. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up again and again, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. In this episode, we're going to cover the core vocabulary and grammar you need, how to talk about school subjects and give opinions, how to describe your school day and routine, how to refer to past, present and future events, which is crucial for accessing those higher marks, and then we'll do some exam tips, a quickfire quiz and a summary at the end. So grab your pen and let's go. Right, let's start with the core vocabulary. The theme of school, l'école, covers a lot of ground. You need to be able to talk about your school building, your timetable, your subjects, your teachers, your uniform, and your opinions about all of it. Let's begin with school types. In France, children go to l'école primaire, primary school, until they are around 11. Then they move to le collège, which is like our secondary school, years 7 to 10. And then le lycée, which is the equivalent of sixth form, for students aged 15 to 18. So if someone asks you, tu vas dans quel établissement? What kind of school do you go to? You might say, je vais au collège, or je vais au lycée. Now, school subjects, les matières. This is absolutely essential vocabulary. Let me go through the key ones. Le français, French. Les maths, maths. Les sciences, science. L'histoire, history. La géographie, geography. L'anglais, English. L'EPS, that stands for Education Physique et Sportive, which is PE. L'informatique, IT or computing. La musique, music. L'art, art. La physique chimie, physics and chemistry combined. And les langues vivantes, modern languages. Now, here's a grammar point that examiners love to test, the gender of school subjects. In France, subjects are either masculine or feminine, and this affects the articles you use. Le français, masculine. La géographie, feminine. Les maths, plural. L'histoire, feminine, starting with a vowel, so we use the apostrophe. Getting these right shows the examiner you have accurate grammatical knowledge, which is exactly what the mark scheme rewards. Now, let's talk about giving opinions. Donner son avis. This is where you can really boost your marks. Examiners want to see that you can not just state facts, but express and justify your views. The magic phrase here is parce que, because. Anytime you give an opinion, follow it with parce que and a reason. Here are your essential opinion phrases. Positive ones first. J'aime, I like. J'adore, I love. Je trouve ça intéressant, I find it interesting. C'est passionnant, it's fascinating. Mon cours préféré est, my favourite lesson is. Now, negative opinions. Je n'aime pas, I don't like. Je déteste, I hate. Je trouve ça ennuyeux, I find it boring. C'est difficile, it's difficult. Le cours le moins intéressant est, the least interesting lesson is. And here's the key, always add a justification. So instead of just saying j'aime les maths, say j'aime les maths parce que c'est utile pour l'avenir. I like maths because it's useful for the future. Or, je déteste l'histoire parce que je dois apprendre beaucoup de dates. I hate history because I have to learn a lot of dates. See how much richer that sounds? That's the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. You should also use connectives to link your ideas. Words like cependant, however, par contre, on the other hand, de plus, furthermore, en plus, in addition, donc, therefore. These connectives signal to the examiner that you can construct complex, developed responses.
Let's move on to describing your school day, la journée scolaire. You need to be able to talk about your timetable, your lessons, and your school routine. Key phrases include les cours commencent à, lessons start at, la récréation est à, break is at, le déjeuner est à midi, lunch is at midday. Les cours finissent à, lessons finish at. J'ai cours de, I have a lesson in. Mon emploi du temps est chargé, my timetable is busy.
Now here's where the grammar gets really important. To access the higher mark bands, you must demonstrate your ability to refer to the past, present, and future. Let me break this down for you. For the present tense, le présent, you use it to describe what you normally do. J'étudie le français tous les jours. I study French every day. Regular ER verbs in the present tense follow this pattern. Je with E, tu with ES, il or elle with E, nous with ONS, vous with EZ, il or elle with ENT. For the past tense, le passé composé, you use it to talk about what you did. This is formed with the present tense of avoir or être plus the past participle. J'ai étudié les maths hier. I studied maths yesterday. Nous avons eu un contrôle. We had a test. The past participle of regular RE verbs ends in E, so étudié becomes étudié. And remember, some verbs use être instead of avoir, like aller. Je suis allé au collège. I went to school. For the future, you have two options. The near future, le futur proche, is the easiest and most commonly used. It's formed with the present tense of aller plus an infinitive. Je vais étudier la biologie. I'm going to study biology. The simple future, le futur simple, uses the infinitive plus future endings. A, 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 onze, es, on. J'étudierai à l'université. I will study at university. Examiners are specifically looking for this time frame variety. Aim to include at least one past reference, one present reference, and one future reference in every extended response. Now let's talk about school rules and uniform. Le règlement scolaire et l'uniforme. This is a great topic for expressing opinions and using modal verbs. In France, most state schools do not have a school uniform. Il n'y a pas d'uniforme scolaire dans la plupart des écoles françaises. However, there are school rules. On doit, one must or you must, on ne doit pas, you must not, il est interdit de, it is forbidden to, il faut, it is necessary to. For example, on doit arriver à l'heure, you must arrive on time, il est interdit d'utiliser son portable en classe, it is forbidden to use your phone in class. Il faut faire ses devoirs tous les soirs. You must do your homework every evening. These modal constructions, on doit, il faut, il est interdit de, are exactly the kind of complex grammatical structures that push you into the higher mark bands. Use them.
Right, now let's get into the exam tips and common mistakes section. This is where I want you to really pay attention, because these are the things that separate the students who do well from those who don't. Common mistake number one, not addressing all the bullet points. In writing tasks, you are given bullet points to guide your response. Examiners are instructed to check each bullet point has been addressed. If you miss one, you lose marks. Before you start writing, underline each bullet point and tick them off as you go. Common mistake number two, over-relying on simple sentence structures. Sentences like j'aime les maths, je n'aime pas l'histoire are fine for the lower grades, but they won't get you to a 7 or above. You need complex sentences with subordinate clauses, relative pronouns like qui and que, and a variety of tenses. Common mistake number three, inaccurate gender agreements. In French, adjectives must agree with the noun they describe. Le cours est intéressant, masculine. La matière est intéressante, feminine. Getting this right shows grammatical accuracy, which is directly rewarded in the mark scheme. Common mistake number four, confusing vocabulary. Make sure you know the difference between le collège, secondary school, and le lycée, sixth form equivalent. Exam tip number one, use the 15 minutes reading time wisely. In the listening and reading papers, you get preparation time. Use this time to read the questions carefully, underline key words, and predict what vocabulary might come up. Exam tip number two, in speaking tasks, if you don't understand a question, ask the examiner to repeat it. You can say, pouvez-vous répéter, s'il vous plaît? Can you repeat that, please?
This shows communicative competence and is perfectly acceptable. Exam tip number 3. In the photo card or picture task, make sure you address the 3 compulsory elements: the people, the location, and the activity. Describe what you can see. Dans cette image, je vois 2 élèves dans une salle de classe. Ils étudient les maths. Then develop your answer with opinions and additional information. Now, it's time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say my favourite subject is in French? The answer is mon cours préféré est. Question 2. What is the passé composé of the verb étudier in first person singular? The answer is j'ai étudié. Question 3. Give me 2 connectives you could use to contrast 2 ideas. The answers include cependant, par contre, or mais. Question 4. How do you say it is forbidden to use your phone in class? The answer is il est interdit d'utiliser son portable en classe. Question 5. Name 3 school subjects in French with their correct articles. Any 3 from le français, les maths, les sciences, l'histoire, la géographie, l'anglais, le PS, l'informatique, la musique, l'art. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Active recall like this is one of the most powerful revision techniques there is. Right, let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. 1. Know your school vocabulary. Subjects, school types, timetable language, and school rules. 2. Always give and justify opinions. Use le pasque and a range of opinion phrases. 3. Use all 3 timeframes, past, present, and future, in every extended response to access the higher mark bands. 4. Use complex grammatical structures, modal verbs like on doit and il faut, connectives and adjective agreements. 5. In writing tasks, address every bullet point. In speaking tasks, develop your answers beyond 1-word responses. 6. Practice your pronunciation of French sounds, the nasal vowels, the silent letters, and the liaisons, because clear pronunciation is directly assessed in the speaking paper. You've got this. The school theme is one of the most accessible in the whole GCSE French course because you live it every day. Use your own experiences as inspiration, your favourite subjects, your school routine, your opinions about homework and rules. The more personal and genuine your responses feel, the more engaging they will be for the examiner. Bonne chance, good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Au revoir.